Dear Devil, Emma Watson is a wizard on the slopes. Harry Potter star 34 sports a pair of reindeer antlers as she enjoys getaway at Alpine Resort.
Carol Vorderman's confessions, multiple boyfriends, mischief and space romp wish.
Mel C and model boyfriend show major sign of commitment on Loved Up Christmas Stroll.
Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the online celebrity journalism podcast which is hopeful that 2025 is the year that finally the film about Guy Gomer's life is made. Google it, kids. I'm Matt Withers and I'm joined, as ever, by Chris Beckett.
Wow, that's very that's quite niche. Hiya, Matt.
I believe it's what the young people called a deep cut.
Yes, very deep. Very deep.
Yeah, it's been mooted for many years, but I suspect, finally it'll hit the cinemas this year.
Yeah, so Matt, we're logging on together between Christmas and New Year. How's it been so far for you, the old Christmas?
It's been fine. Yeah, it's been okay. Yeah, how about yourself?
Yeah, not bad at all, but yeah, I'm hoping that 2025 is going to have, some really great showbiz stories for us.
I really hope so, because I reckon the rest of the world, Chris, is going to be fucking grim.
Yeah, that's so very fair enough.
We could do with something to take our minds off it, even if only fleetingly. And with that in mind, I think you've been delving into the digital pages of Mail Online.
Hey, I have indeed. And this one is exclusive. And the headline is, Dear Devil, Emma Watson is a wizard on the slopes. Harry Potter star 34 sports a pair of reindeer antlers as she enjoys getaway at Alpine Resort.
Wow. It really is slim pickings at this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. Wizard on the slopes. We'll come back to that.
Yes, we will.
Harry Potter star Emma Watson brought a touch of seasonal cheer to the ski slopes by sporting a pair of bright red reindeer antlers on her helmet.
What a wacky funster.
Yeah, it's the sort of behaviour that if Timmy Mallett had done it, no one would raise an eyebrow.
Mallett was pioneering this 35 years ago.
The 34-year-old actress turned Oxford University student was in festive mood as she enjoyed a break with friends at a popular Alpine resort. Keeping it mysterious.
Yeah, don't give too much away.
Don't tell them where. Onlookers spotted the star being pulled up the slopes by an instructor holding one of her ski poles.
Hmm.
So presumably, she is quite at the kind of beginner end in skiing.
And yet, the headline tells us she's a wizard on the slopes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure she is. Emma, in cream thermal top and matching snood, held out her free hand to steady herself for the ascent before eventually getting into her stride on the piste.
This is someone who knows their skiing.
Exactly. Later, she appeared to be in great spirits as she took a well-earned breather in a nearby cafe with fellow skiers. I mean, she's just had someone pulling her up the hill. I'm not sure how well-earned that breather is.
No, I think it's the person who's doing the pulling that should be having this breather, not the mollycoddle Hollywood star.
One bystander said, Emma looks like she's a bit of a wizard on the ski slopes and appeared very confident, relaxed and happy.
Right. No one said that. I think we can confidently assert that no bystander said, unprompted, that she was a bit of a wizard on the ski slopes.
It's amazing how convenient those bystanders are.
It's very odd that sometimes these bystanders speak in exactly the sort of language that tabloid journalists use.
They've just got such a way for a quip. She seemed to be having a great time sitting outdoors in the sunshine, sipping coffee while chatting to friends.
Yeah. And you should say, just before that, there are about 30 identical pictures of her sat at a table.
Yeah. It's very much pictures doing the heavy lifting on this story.
Yeah, I don't really need for the bystander to tell me that she's sipping coffee while chatting to friends. There is pictorial evidence.
Exactly. Emma, best known for her role as Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter films, has been on a break from acting since 2019 and is currently studying for a master's degree in creative writing at Oxford.
Would we say she's best known for that role, or would we say only known for that role?
I mean, I only feel it's a bit cruel.
It's a bit like those people who go on to Big Brother and Celebrity Big Brother, and they say, "You probably know me best from being on Love Island." It's like, yep, yeah, I would say that is probably the thing that I know you best for.
I think maybe just say known. Don't say best known. Don't say only known. I think known is the middle ground. It's kind of accurate without being a dig.
Absolutely. Subbing on the fly.
Right, exactly. There was no sign of her latest love interest, fellow student Kieran Brown, who she met at the university. The pair had been previously spotted on a date at an Oxford bakery, where onlookers said they had a, in quotes, nice vibe.
Another one of these handy onlookers just looking on.
Mr. Brown is said to be working on a PhD in 19th century literature and economics.
It's very formal, isn't it, Mr. Brown?
Said to be. I mean,
Yeah.
it's not the sort of subject that you pluck out of the air.
Yeah, there's some sort of doubt. Do you think he's just sort of like shiftily hanging around the university?
Emma, who is also behind the He for She movement in New York, aimed at encouraging men to be included in the campaign for gender equality, ended a previous romance with Brandon Green, the son of controversial former retail tycoon Sir Philip Green, a year ago. That is a long, long paragraph.
That is, isn't it? Yeah, there's a lot of commas doing work there.
Raised in Oxfordshire, Emma signed up to play Hermione when she was 9 years old and is believed to have earned around £50 million from the films, as well as about £17 million from starring in Disney's live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, so she can look Philip Green in the eye.
And say, what exactly?
Well, you know that she wasn't looking to marry into the family for the wealth. She needs an independent woman, Chris. She's standing on her own 2 feet.
She had no interest in the Arcadia Group.
Nope, she wasn't trying to get involved with Tammy Girl.
Exactly. Should we have a look at some comments?
Yes, please.
Top one, Dirty Granddad from São Paulo, Brazil, said, "How did she get to the Alps, considering she's terrified about climate change? I hope she walked."
Yeah, I mean, she probably didn't.
No, I don't think she did. Someone has said, "I hope the reindeer sues."
Yeah, I mean, it'd be one heck of a legal action with this reindeer. Hang on, does this person think that these are real reindeer antlers on her head?
So I think there's quite a lot of problems with that comment.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you can see from the picture that they're not real reindeer antlers. Secondly, it would be very, very difficult for a reindeer to take sort of legal action. I mean, what jurisdiction would it be under for a start?
Yeah, I know, but then it didn't stop that guy with Gwyneth Paltrow. The guy claimed that she skied into him.
Ah, yes, I do remember that story.
Yeah, and they had a big old set to in the courts, which I don't think check it lawyers, but I don't think he won. But yeah, there are so many comments, but they're all very mean, so I don't think we should give them the oxygen of publicity.
Agreed.
Let's move on, Matt. There must be something a bit nicer.
Oh, there's something lovely here to start the new year with. This is on the Daily Star online, and it's headlined Carol Vorderman's Confessions, Multiple Boyfriends, Mischief, and Space Romp Wish.
Space romp wish. I remember they supported Placebo in the 96 tour.
Yes, but where are they now, Space Romp Wish?
If you are with Space Romp Wish, reach out to us.
Yeah, I think this is going to be it's going to be a good one. It's subheaded Countdown legend Carol Vorderman, who has turned 64, has decided to ditch marriage in favor of multiple boyfriends and admits she gets up to a lot of mischief. Worth pointing out, we won't name them, but this has taken three journalists to work on this story, which is one more than Watergate.
Yeah.
Carol Vorderman's love life might surprise you. The Countdown legend and former BBC Radio Wales presenter turned 64 on Christmas Eve, brackets December the 24th.
When is it?
Yeah, I would say the traditional day for Christmas Eve. No, don't mess around with it. It's always sat quite happily on December the 24th.
Yeah, I'm going to open it from now on. Every time I open up the last window of my advent calendar, I'm going to think of Carol.
Carol has been very open about her love life in the past, and it turns out she's not got just one partner, admitting she has multiple special friends.
Wow. That's not one.
The ageless maths boffin isn't afraid to say it how it really is and has lifted the lid on her saucy desires more than once. And if you're one of her boyfriends at Christmas time, she might just dump you if you're not putting in the graft.
Putting in the graft.
How does one put in the graft as one of Carol's boyfriends?
Mean, it's not like going down the allotment.
I also like ageless maths boffin.
Yeah, that's a very, very good second mention, isn't it?
Especially as at least twice in this article so far, they've given her age.
Yes.
To celebrate Carol's birthday, the Daily Star has rounded up Carol's love life confessions.
Rounded them up.
And what finer way to celebrate one's birthday than to round up their love life confessions?
Raking over.
Their sordid past. Carol doesn't want to be tied down when it comes to her partners. In 2019, Carol confessed to Mail Online, "I get up to a lot of mischief. I have a number of special friends, but I'm not doing anything wrong. Everyone's single."
Woof. I, for one, am glad.
She's having to deny there very quickly that she's doing anything wrong. The same way that someone might invent a PhD in 19th century literature and economics.
Yes.
Last year, while appearing on This Morning, she revealed that she still has these special friends with benefits 3 years later. She's tried marriage twice, and both times it didn't work out.
Well, third time's the charm.
Yep, what a conundrum.
Oh, nice.
Back in 2022, she spoke about how so many marriages fail and why she's not fussed about it anymore. Half of first marriages end in divorce, and nearly three quarters of second marriages end in divorce, she added. So I prefer to live my life in chapters.
Oh, yeah. She just needs someone telling her how to do it through an earpiece.
Yeah. Also, see, even in life, she resorts to mathematics to justify things.
Yeah, that's, a therapist's dream.
Carol explained that she's been living her current chapter since she was 50 and enjoys a much freer life. I have ignored looking for one person and have a number of what I've called special friends, she confessed, before adding, "This is a time to break this nonsense taboo, which is a person should only be looking for one other person that satisfies everything in their life. That's hell."
Well, now we consider us told.
Yeah, I'm not arguing with Carol.
Yeah.
They don't know each other, but they know about it. It's a very honest relationship. One of them have gone on for many years more than my marriage. Carol recently revealed she'd cut her number of special friends down from five to three. I feel a bit weird now, constantly saying special friends.
Yeah.
It's a bit. I feel a bit grubby.
It's yeah, I mean, it feels weird enough when you're talking about it when you're about 13.
Yeah. But, one enters middle age, it's just a bit of a creepy term to use.
Anyway, I want them to know more about this cull.
Okay. She told The Times, "Life's moved on. It's free-spirited. There's no ownership, but it works. I haven't had many relationships, but I've had a couple of bad ones. They're a gamble." Carol was 24 when she first tied the knot with Christopher Maver, a Royal Navy officer, but the pair split a year later. In 1990, she married management consultant Patrick King, and the pair had two children, but separated a year later.
Year after having... did they separate after a year or after she'd had two children? Timing-wise, it feels like they packed a lot in.
If only, Chris, there was somebody who knew something about maths who could work out if this was technically possible.
Exactly.
We now go into the second section of this article, which is headlined Space Romp Wish. Back in 2018, during an appearance on Loose Women, Carol candidly revealed her aspirations to be the first person to get frisky in space, saying, "I would like to go to space and do naughty things in space."
Wow, I mean, there's no sugarcoating it, is there?
No, she knows what she wants. I mean, it says the first person to get frisky in space. First person to get frisky in space we know of.
Yeah, well, exactly. We don't know what's gone on there.
Their long old days on that International Space Station.
Yeah. Buzz Aldrin.
Yep. You can't play Hungry Hungry Hippos because of the lack of gravity. Balls are everywhere. Nadia Sawala, a fellow panelist on Loose Women, joked, "Basically, she wants to be the first person to have sex in space." Quick to respond, Carol playfully shot back, "Not by myself," implying she'd like a partner to join her in her escapades.
Not even implying.
I mean, yeah, I would say that goes beyond implication. She added, "I do like astronauts. One of my exes was commander at the International Space Station." I would say that if she really wants to have sex in space, possibly that was the opportunity that spaceship may have sailed.
Yeah. You know, you've missed a chance at re-entry.
It's highly unlikely she's going to get close to somebody else in the future who has greater access to space. The next section of this absolute juggernaut of an article is headlined Rough S apostrophe apostrophe. Now, I might be being naive here. I'm not sure what this word is.
Yes, you think you know, but then you're like, well, why would they be putting in the apostrophes there?
I assume it's sex, but I've never seen sex apostrophe before. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's see. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's what it is. It's very unusual. Appearing on Gogglebox in July 2022 alongside Giles Brandreth, Carol posed a rather risque question about Rough S asterisk asterisk. Carol inquired from her friend Giles, "Have you ever tried the Rough S asterisk asterisk?"
The rough sex.
Have you ever tried the rough sex? I'm not posing that question to you. Is that how one would phrase it? I can't work out what else it would be, though.
Yeah. I think we should have a poll.
Yes, maybe we'll put a poll on X as to what this could be.
Well, and if they've had it.
Yeah. With honesty, he responded, "To be honest, I've never tried rough S asterisk asterisk. I've never tried any of that." Appearing incredulous, Carol asked, "Really? Do you feel as though you've missed out in life?" Giles chuckled and responded, "My wife said to me, we've had three children, and now we've discovered what causes it, we can put a stop to it."
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a terrible joke, is it? It would have passed muster in the working men's clubs of the 80s.
Well, exactly.
Which is very much Brandreth's vintage, isn't it?
I'd say so.
The next section of this article is headlined Sky High Libido.
Now, this was the same with Bruce Forsyth.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking. We did one like this a while back, exactly like this about Bruce Forsyth. I mean, that was very much about his libido, wasn't it?
I wonder if they ever... Well, you know.
Well, you know,
We'll never know.
She's not named any of her special special friends, has she? But you know,
She'll be
how?
like, I don't want anyone to speculate, but one of my special friends like to see me, to see me.
Yeah. I don't name names, but one of them's ashes is underneath the stage of the London Palladium.
And after we'd had the rough S start stop, he would always say, "Didn't you do well?"
Yeah, that definitely happened. I think we can state that as a matter of fact. In 2019, the Mirror reported that Carol took hormone replacement therapy and plant-derived natural bioidentical hormones for her menopause. She reportedly credited this combo for her fabulous figure. Carol also revealed how the meds boosted her drive in a chat with Mail Online about her special friends 3 years ago.
Wow, it's as though they're painting a picture of a woman who talks about little else.
Yeah. So it is a wonder that they ever managed to film five episodes of Countdown in a day. The next section is headlined Dumps Blokes Before Christmas. While on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in 2016, Carol chatted with fellow campmates Scarlett Moffat and Sam Queck about relationships. She confessed to her co-stars, "One of my boyfriends, I'd gone off him a bit and I decided to dump him before Christmas." They always get dumped before Christmas, by the way, she added. Gogglebox star Scarlett then asked, "Is that so you don't have to buy them a present?" Carol replied, "Christmas time is party time. I don't think I should say any more." Anyway, the boyfriend said he was going to leave my Christmas present anyway.
Oh, okay.
In the box was two tickets for a weekend on the Orient Express, which I'd never done, but I'd like to. I know who I would like to take, someone who is very nice for a few little days here and there. And
Giles
that,
Brandreth.
Brandreth, I mean, he's done his fair share of celebrity travelogues, hasn't he? So she'd be with somebody of some experience
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
of travel, at least not the roughest asterisks asterisks.
It's either Brandreth or Michael Portillo.
Porter, he's been with Porter. No, we don't know this.
No.
Finally, Chris, I think you're taking one of our rare forays into the metro.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. But this one is well worth a detour. It's headline, Mel C and model boyfriend show major sign of commitment on loved up Christmas stroll.
Lovely. Is he a boyfriend who models, or is he a model boyfriend, as you know, he's an example to all other boyfriends?
Oh, that's a good thought. We'll maybe we'll find out. After confirming their romance earlier this year, Melanie C and her model boyfriend are still going strong. The Spice Girls icon, 50, and Chris Dingwall, who is believed to be in his 40s, looked super loved up as they headed out for a Christmas Day stroll.
They're not very sure about his age, are they?
Yes, it's, a little bit of a mystery surrounds this man. Mel, aka Sporty Spice, and her Australian partner debuted their relationship at Glastonbury Festival in June. It now appears they've taken things to the next level, as both were seen wearing matching rings over the festive period.
Oh, that's a sign.
Yeah. Wrapped up in the North London winter chill, the wannabe hitmaker couldn't hide her joy as she beamed during their outing.
The wannabe hit maker.
Yeah.
All these years on, and that's all she is.
Oh, they don't remember Northern Star. I don't remember the solo career. She and Chris walked hand in hand, laughing and greeting passers-by as they walked their family dog, who was also involved in the Christmas cheer by sporting an adorable Santa Claus outfit.
Well, you know, a bit of editorializing there. You decide for yourself if it's adorable or not.
Mel kept to her usual athletic attire in an all-black tracksuit, going makeup-free for the leisurely stroll, while her boyfriend was dressed in a hoodie and North Face puffer coat.
I mean, it says her usual athletic attire. I mean, I don't think in her normal day-to-day life she still dresses like she's in the video to wannabe.
Yeah, it's like thinking that the guy from the Go Compare advert is just constantly singing out instructions every day.
If it was Jerry Horner and it went not wearing her usual Union Jack dress.
Mel kept to her... Oh, sorry. I've done that. Fans couldn't help but notice the subtle yet meaningful detail in both Mel and Chris's accessories as they wore rings on their index fingers, sparking speculation that this could be a sweet confirmation of their blossoming romance. Are you ready for this, Matt?
Yeah.
Some major insight here. Matching rings are typically used as a romantic gesture to solidify a connection between two people, suggesting Mel and Chris are already getting serious.
That is a magnificent sentence.
I just, you know, what made you think? Like, oh, have I explained this enough?
I wonder if there's a news editor barking at them. I think you just need to put something in here just to explain to the reader why it may be significant that they're wearing matching rings.
Oh, crumbs. Their relaxed, easygoing demeanour this Christmas has already proven they're content in one another's company as they made the most of the special time together.
Wow, there was a lot of editorialising here.
Yeah, they're not openly rowing like most couples are.
No hand was raised.
Chris, who is from Sydney, is signed with modelling agencies Ford Models and Chadwick, and he frequently travels for photo shoots with over 20 years of experience under his belt. Yep, I'm not sure they've written that quite in the way it should be written.
No, I like that how he travels. He's not one of these models that is absolutely insistent you go to his house.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do it away. What's more, Chris also dabbles in acting, writing and directing for film and TV.
Yes, dabbles in.
Yeah. He's already taken the reins of several short films, including the St Kilda Film Festival entry Oasis.
Yep. Like you, Chris, and all Metro readers, we all know what the St Kilda Film Festival is. We're all very well acquainted with the St Kilda Film Festival.
Yeah, I mean, you know, explain to us about the rings. Don't tell us about the St Kilda Film Festival. It remains unknown how he and Mel met, but the pop star toured Down Under in May, which is when their paths may have crossed.
Because Australia is famously tiny. So if they were both there at the same time, there was no way they weren't going to bump into each other.
Yep. Mel is famously private when it comes to her love life, but she and Chris have been seen on a number of dates in recent months, having holidayed in Ibiza and packed on the PDA with steamy kisses during a boat ride.
Ah, well, I can confirm that she's private when it comes to her love life, Chris, because I have met Mel C, and at no point in our conversation did she talk about her love life. We chatted exclusively about the 2003 Liverpool Echo Christmas toy appeal.
Oh, fantastic. She didn't Carol Vorderman you.
No, she didn't suddenly start bringing her special friends up.
She has no desire to romp in space.
I mean, she might.
Yeah. I mean, it was a few years ago, to be fair. Prior to dating Chris, Mel dated producer Joe Marshall for 7 years. They split in 2022. Before their relationship, she joined dating app Hinge, having swerved celebrity app Raya in favour of something more humble. Okay. Speaking previously on the Not My Bag podcast with Joe and George Bags, Mel confessed that she wasn't having much luck. I mean, I don't really want to hear about a rival podcast, but Not My Bag.
Have you never heard of Not My Bag. Never heard of Joe Bags. Never heard of George Bags.
Yeah, but she told the brothers, "What is it about Hinge? I'm single and I'm having a little look around. It's slim pickings. There seems to be lots of hot girls, but all the hot guys are gay."
Oh, it's a story as old as time itself.
Exactly. The singer who dated Robbie Williams in the late 90s also once shared that she was banned from dating in the early Spice Girls days. Looking back, what struck me was it was one rule for one and another for the others, right? She admitted, as her bandmates were free to pursue romances. Well, seems a bit harsh.
No, I seem to recall that people could get with them, but the rule was they also had to get with their friends.
Oh, yeah. That's true. I think when you are vulnerable as well, people go, I don't think it's good for you. And that map is where the story ends.
There is just one comment on there. I don't know if you've seen this.
Oh, hang on. Let me see.
Andrew Steele says, well, if ever there was a non-story, this has to be it. Who cares what these two people are doing?
We care, Andrew. We care a lot.
We care a lot. Oh, well, I think that is an absolute banger of an episode to see in the new year.
Couldn't agree more.
I think if we stick to this quality, Chris, I think this is the year that we go mainstream.
This time next year.
Oh, lovely stuff. Well, we won't be back now until February, but do you want to remind listeners, should they not be sick of it, how they could catch up with us in the meantime?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could get on to X, if you're still on X, at barely underscore pod. You could check out Facebook, Barely Contain the Podcast, which has a lot of archive footage and, you know, a full back catalogue. Or Matt, I mean, there are lots of other ways you can
yeah,
tell us more.
We're also on the liberal wet tears X, known as Blue Sky. We're not being very active on there, but we are on there. If you want to give us a follow, and then of course the usual thing, please do subscribe to us on your podcatcher of choice, whether you listen on Spotify or Amazon or Apple, and give us a review. 5 stars, please. I feel this episode is worth 5 stars. Previous ones, you know, maybe not, but this one has been a good one. So give us
yes.
5 stars. And of course, you can also find every episode on YouTube.
Yeah, definitely. Why not check them all out?
Check them all out. It's January. There's nothing else to do. Yeah, absolutely. So it just leaves me to thank you, Chris Beckett.
Thank you. And thank you, Matt Withers.
And thank you, the listenership. And we'll be back
yes.
next month. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I have spoken about this once. I have a system which I've had for 10 years, special friends.
Okay.
Can be somebody who knows a friend of mine. I spoke a couple of months ago about having special friends, and it was like, again, you know, the world had fallen in for some people. But actually, what I found was there are an awful lot of women who said, I'd never thought about it like this. I mean, you know, these are quite long-term relationships, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a one-night, I should hasten to add, I'm not into one-night stands. It's this, you know, one's 11 years, one's 7 years, one's,
right.
You know, there's no harm being done. It's a happy place to live. We know that most marriages end in divorce now. And this whole sort of assumption that, oh, have you got a partner yet?
That's
always
it.
In that voice.
Yes.
Have you got a man? No, actually, I've got five.